Ya karar, light of my two eyes. Ya karar, evil you despise. O master of al-alamin, O leader to al-mu'minin.
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The Gate of Knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. Welcome to our program, my dear audiences, to the Gate of Knowledge. This is a program designed to talk about the Sermon of Pious, Khutbatul Muttaqin, or Khutbatul Hammam. In previous session, we talked about the story of the sermon and how Imam Amirul Mu'mineen was asked by Hammam, one of his friends, one of his companions, to talk about the pious man in a thorough manner. And eventually he convinced Imam to talk about the pious. And Imam started with the fact that Allah created the creation while he was needless of all, and all were needy to him. In this session, we talk about another point that Imam addresses at the outset, and that is division of basic blessings among the servants. Before I read the rest of the sermon, I would like to introduce a point, and that is the fact that we see people different in nearly everything, in their physical features, being tall, being short, being tiny or not, about their intelligence, they are different in their powers, in their capacities, in their earnings, in many aspects people are different. Where they live, their geographical place, where they are born, there are so many things that is determined for us. We did not decide about them. It was imposed on us. Actually, we were born within those situations. We did not decide about those situations. Nobody asked us, do you want to be born in this country or in that country? Do you want to be the son of this couple or that couple or whatever? We were not asked. We were created in certain situations, and these situations are different from family to family, from man to man, from region to region. There are so many differences in human being's situation. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen refers to this fact, and this is a design decision. And this is related with the main philosophy of the creation of mankind. Let me read the phrase here, and then I bring some explanations about this fact. He has distributed among them their livelihood, and has assigned them their position in the world. In a very short manner, Imam refers to this fact. And he says, Allah distributed the livelihood among people, and He assigned every one of them a certain position. Actually, the result will be differences in many aspects among people. Why? We ask. Why Allah created human beings different? Why Allah did not provide everything for everybody? This is a question that sometimes we are asked. The answer is, God has created and established a system in order to examine people in the different situations that come forward in their life. Actually, we are examined through different questions, through different ways that come forward to us in different situations for every one of us. And this is the way of perfection. God Almighty says in the Quran that خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah essentially has created the death and the life in order to examine you, which one of you is the best in action. Here we come to the free decision making, and to decide to go to a certain way and with free decision. That is the main point in the creation of mankind. We have the freedom to decide. But this decision and making the decision is questionable. We are responsible for the things that in a free manner we act. This is the thing, this is the plan. This is the design. Allah has created us in a different way. Each one of us have a certain capacity. We are provided by certain livelihood. We are provided by certain means. Within the reach of our hands, and then we are put responsible for them. I refer to a verse of the Quran that says, "La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha." Allah does not put any responsibility, any burden on a person other than to the point that his capacity allows. Allah has created human being as a free decision maker and made him responsible within the capacity that he has. And this is not possible other than people are different. In order to make different situations, hundreds of ways and situations for examination. This exam has thousands of questions for thousands of people. Therefore, this is another very basic framework for talking about the pious. The pious act in such a system, in such a situation, that God has divided the livelihood and determined the position of human beings and made them responsible for their actions. Of course, it doesn't mean that one cannot improve his life. It doesn't mean that if we act, if we are active in certain part of our life, we cannot improve it. Yes, we can. And we are put into freedom to do it. Again, that becomes another part and another capacity that we become responsible for. But the main and the basic situation is determined. When a person is born, 80%, 90% of the situations of his life is determined. And he will be held responsible for that situation. Inshallah, with understanding this two main points, we start talking about the pious. What is the role and what is the way of the pious in such a system? Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا صل على يا ربنا صل على طه النبي
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على